ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावत् वर्णिता गुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणः प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्यो अपाशत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावत्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्युरभाषत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्युरभाषत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्युरभाषत। एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रसादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्युरभाषत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यत मन्युरभाषत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यद मन्युरभाषत। श्रीनारद उवाच एतावद्वर्णितगुणो भक्त्या भक्तेन निर्गुणा प्रह्लादम् प्रणतम् प्रीतो यद मन्युरभाषत। ശ്രീനാരദോവാച ഏതാവത്വന്നിതഗുണോ ഭക്ത്യാ ഭക്തേന നിർഗുണ പ്രഹ്ലാദം പ്രണതം പ്രീതോ യഥാ മന്യൂരഭാഷത. മദജീസ് ശ്രീനാരദ ഉവാച. ശ്രീ നാരദ മുനി സെഡ് ഏതാവത് അപ് ടു ദിസ് വർണിത ഡിസ്ക്രൈബ്ഡ് ഗുണഹ ട്രാൻസെൻഡൻ്റൽ ക്വാളിറ്റീസ് ഭക്തിയ വിത്ത് ഡിവോഷൻ ഭക്തേന ബൈ ദ ഡിവോട്ടി പ്രഹ്ലാദ് മഹാരാജ നിർഗുണ ദ ട്രാൻസെൻഡൻ്റൽ ലോർഡ് പ്രഹ്ലാദം അണ്ടു പ്രഹ്ലാദ് മഹാരാജ പ്രണതം ഹു ആർ സറണ്ടേഡ് അറ്റ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് പ്രീതഹ being pleased edamanyu controlling the anger abhashada began to speak as follows translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki the great saint Narada said thus lord Narasimhadeva was specified by the devotee Prahlad Maharaja with praise offered from the transcendental platform the lord gave up his anger and being very kind to Prahlada who was offering prostrated obeisances he spoke as follows kindly repeat translation with me the great saint Narada said thus lord Narasimhadeva was specified by the devotee Prahlada Maharaja with praise offered from the transcendental platform the lord gave up his anger and being very kind to Prahlada who was offering prostrated obeisances he spoke as follows purport the word nirguna is important The Mayavadi philosophers accept the absolute truth as Nirguna or Nirakara. The word Nirguna refers to one who possesses no material qualities. The Lord, being full of spiritual qualities, gave up all his anger and spoke to Prahlada. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയാ ചക്ഷുരുന്മിലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരുവേ നമഃ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം ഭംഗും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യത്കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ ശ്രീഗുരും ദിനദാരുണം പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യേശ്വരം ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ജയദാം സുരദോ ഉപംഗോ മമ മന്ദമദേ ഗതി മസർവസ്വപദാം ഭോജോ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ നന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനീ നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗൈ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ So we are in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. For so many classes, we are hearing actually the Prahlad Stuti. Prahlad Maharaj was glorifying Narasimha Deva in a wonderful way. About 40-41 verses we recited. I propose at the end of the class, if time permits, I will sing that whole prayers of Narasimha Deva. It's a very powerful prayer. So today, as we know that this conversation is going on between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. Narada Muni is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj this katha, Prahlad Charitam. So now, Narada Muni is actually very excited when he is telling this katha. Of course, we are hearing from, again it is repeated by Shukadeva Swami to Parikshit, then Sutta Goswami to Brahmanas, led by Savinath Rishi at Naimacharanya, and now we are discussing the same topics. So it is recommended actually by Narada Muni. We know that when he is spoke to Vyasadevas, Vyasadevas compiled this Bhagavad. He took up different topics as instructed by his guru, Narada Muni himself. So most of the cases we can see, Narada Muni is in the picture, whole Bhagavatam. Because that was his wish. He is actually the well-wisher of the whole living entity, especially in the age of Kali Yuga. He was very much concerned. He was keep on asking the questions to Brahmaji and different people so that it will come out from different devotees. What is the solution of the suffering, miseries in the material world, especially in the age of Kali Yuga? So most of the cases, as instructed by Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was compiled many studies, and the purport of actually the whole Bhagavatam Vyasadeva compiled is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the age of Kali Yuga. What is the method? So Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the way, the best way, and Bhagavatam is highlighting actually the prayers, stuti. So here Narada Muni is reporting, look Yudhishthira Maharaj, now you heard these prayers, what is the result of this prayer? What is the result of this stuti? He says actually, Narasimha Deva was extremely angry. Everyone was afraid, so much afraid. Including Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, everybody, even including his own wife. Lakshmiji was also afraid. She was hesitating to go near to him in that particular mood of Narasimha Deva. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was bold enough to go near to him because he is actually a self-realized devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. He can understand actually. Only the pure devotees can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. Narada Muni is reporting here, he could pacify the Lord. He came down from his anger. As we know that we were discussing actually, even Narasimha Deva was flying on the sky because of his anger. He went to Mayapur and he took, washed his hand, and then he sat down there. It was very, very difficult after all these things. When Prahlad went there, he could pacify that effect. One word he has used here, Narada Muni is telling, Bhaktya Bhaktena. Bhaktya Bhaktena. The glorification by pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Prayers are done by the devotees. is very very important actually. Bhaktyena with devotion. So this is actually a clue for us actually. We should take it seriously, this one. Whatever we do, we are actually in Krishna consciousness, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday the concluding verse was also, He should be glorified, He should be worshipped. So all these things are to be done in a particular way, bhaktyena, with the devotion. That also with bhakti, not artificial devotion. Should come from within our heart. So then we'll ask actually this wonderful prayer. Anybody can sing this wonderful prayer and Krishna will be very much pleased. Somebody may interpret. That is why Narada Muni is telling bhaktyena. Bhaktya bhaktyena. By devotee, with the devotion. Then only he will be pleased. That is why he has come down. Srila Prabhupada is telling actually Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted by anyone. Anybody can do it. But the non-devotee who doesn't have belief, he says it is just like a milk touched by poisonous snake. It has come from Goloka Vrindavan. It is so wonderful. Anybody will get the result if they chant once Hare Krishna. But the poisonous people, they don't have any faith on it. Any faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Criticism or whatever it may be. Poisonous snake, touch it, become poison. Milk also will become poison. So there will not be any effect. That is why we say that we should be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the realized souls. We are hearing from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has allowed us actually to read and repeat whatever he has written here, whatever mentioned in this purport and everything. We are able to understand little bit, we are able to please the Supreme Personality of God or God. We can get little bit of devotion only because of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God or Bhagavan. So as long as actually we are actually in the material world, to come to the pure devotional service, it is very difficult because the material world is actually inherent with some qualities. So I was just reading, the five qualities are inherent. Who are coming here, you will get a fever. Sometime when we come from some foreign country in the airport, so they will ask which are the countries you visited. Some place that yellow fever is going on or some contamination is going on, they will check you in the airport. Checking the blood, whether you are contaminated, infected by the disease. Because that area is contaminated. Like that, the material world is actually contaminated. Infected with this quality is ignorance. Number one is ignorance. Everybody in this material world is ignorant except the Krishna conscious person. Who has gone deep into that. Otherwise they are in ignorance. They don't know what to do. Second one, actually, the misery. Anybody who is coming here, they have to undergo misery.
Hare Krishna.
The third one is egoism. Even a small child, newborn baby, after a few days, you can see the baby is having ego. This is my mother, or it's my things, or that it comes, correct? If the mother is taking some other child in the lap, even a small one, it cries, start crying. Because it's my mother, the ego has come. So it is infected, it is inbuilt. Then, anger. Angry. Everybody become angry. Other day one college student, when I was in South India, he came to the temple. He came to me and he asked, Prabhuji, I have got a big problem. Can you solve it for me? I said, what is that? I become very angry to my mother and father. Anybody talk to me, I become angry. Is there any solution for it? So I said, yeah, there is a solution. The first quality you have is you are very frank.
at least you know that it is wrong. So he took mala and he started chanting. In the temple itself, he started sitting and chanting. He accepted it. So in the material world, this is one of the quality of this material world. One become angry and enviousness. Is it not? Enviousness, who is not having enviousness? In material world, enviousness is, of course, in the spiritual world also envious, that is transcendental. But here, everybody is envious on others. So these five inherent qualities of material world is there. As long as somebody comes here, it is very difficult to progress actually, initially to progress, cross over this. So that is why Narada Muni is telling actually, first you become, before you start actually this reading Bhagavadam, first we are not telling them to teach Bhagavadam, we are telling to chant the holy name of Krishna. To cross over actually these miseries, enviousness, egoism, anger. That we know that some devotees, they after few years after chanting, they come and tell Prabhuji, mayo alag atmi dhappi chaya. I was a different person earlier. I was thinking I was so angry and you know I used to break the pot in the house and things like that. But after I started chanting the holy name and associating the devotees, everything has cooled down. I became a different person. So that means that is working. That is working. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is working. So one has to cross over these material qualities by chanting the holy name of the Lord, come to the platform of bhakti. Bhakti means submissiveness. Now we are giving the example, actually the mango tree, when you get bigger mangoes, you know, very nice mangoes they get it. And because of the weight of the mango, it is bowing down, it is coming down. Not that the mango is become so proud, mango tree becomes, see, I have, my mango is so food, is so nice, and so much ego. So as we are progressing actually in the transcendental activities, spiritual life, the symptom is we become more tolerant and more submissive. That quality should become more in that submissive mood only we can try to realize, understand actually the Supreme Personality of God. Actually I was reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, now we are all thinking that actually we know we are actually in the Krishna consciousness, we are trying to understand the Supreme Personality of God, how is he and everything. That Bhagavan himself is telling to his own devotee, it is the Arjuna is declared as the devotee and a friend. So that Arjuna, Krishna is telling to Arjuna about himself. It is Gopi Prema Mrita. Sahaya Gurav Shishya Pujishya Bandhava Sriyaha Satyam Vadami De Patha Gopya Kimme Bhavandivam. O Patha, I speak to you the truth. I am telling you the truth, you just listen to me. The gopis are my helpers, teachers, disciples, servants, friends and consorts. I do not know what they are not to me. So the statement by Bhagavan himself actually. Then we can understand actually where we come, which category. So the real true devotee, the gopis of Vrindavan, Bhagavan is telling, tell me, I am telling you the truth, Arjuna. To Arjuna only. Arjuna is, you know, he is very close friend, devotee, everything. But he is telling, who is a devotee? Who is devoted to me? And these people are in everything for me. Means they are ready to do any seva for him, to keep him comfortable. Further, Gopika Janena Krishnera Manera Vanchida பிரேம சேவா பரிபதி இஷ்ட சம்மிதா.
Gopis know Krishna's desires and they know how to render perfect loving service for his enjoyment. They perform their service expertly for the satisfaction of their beloved. So only they know that how Krishna, what is comfortable for him. Morning what he wants, evening what he wants, how he can be glorified, how he can be satisfied. So only the devotees, I am coming to the point, only devotees they know actually how to satisfy. Or at least they will have a desire actually. I want to satisfy Krishna. Then Bhagavan telling, Dadami Bhutti Yogandam Enama Upayantite, I will give you the intelligence. Prahlad also, when he went there, he small boy, he doesn't know what to do, he prostrated. He took him up. Still he doesn't know what to do, what to tell the Lord actually. How to glorify him. We know that I should glorify him. But Lord understood and he kept his hand on his head. The moment the hand on his head, he started speaking, he started glorifying. So it has come from within heart, dictated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. That is why he liked it. That is why he pacified. So such a wonderful thing can happen to the devotees. Bhagavan further is telling to Partha, Man Mahatyam Mat Saparyam Machratam Man Manogadam Janandi Gopika Partha Jnane Janati Tattvadaham. O Partha, the gopis know my greatness, my loving service, respect for me and my mentality. Others cannot really know these things. Even what is the, somebody will say, no, I don't know what is his mentality, how he is going to behave, how he is going to react. Bhagavan is confirming, why he is telling the name of gopis, in the place gopis you can tell the pure devotees who are loving Krishna. They know what is the mentality of Krishna, what he likes, how to satisfy him, how to glorify him. This is actually inbuilt, actually in the material world. If you want to get these qualities, what is to be done, that is what Narada Muni is concerned actually. Irrespective of all the problems, being here, infected by all diseases, still how one can cross over and come to this platform. That is why Bhagavan says, others cannot really know these things. So the catch point is actually we have to come to that platform of going becoming loving Krishna, going very dear to the Lord, we can go. And he is very merciful. Krishna is very merciful actually. Only what is required is we require a devotion, but we require actually a desire. I want to become a devotee of Krishna. Among the gopis, Sri Radhika is the foremost. She surpasses all the beauty, all good qualities, in good fortune, and above all, in love. So further Bhagavan is telling to Arjuna actually. He is telling to Arjuna. Arjuna is also having little ego and you know. So he is telling actually, you decide now. I am telling the truth. So we... that is why the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Puranas and everything actually is guiding us with the proper method how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So we heard actually the wonderful praise. Every prayer was so important actually. Glorifying the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. That also on that particular platform, he is saying actually the Narasimha Deva, that particular form of the Lord. So the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, what are the leelas he did it actually? What are the forms he accepted it? Why for he accepted it? What are the
Bhagavan is telling that janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tattudaha tektva deham punar janma naidi mameti sojan. This is medicine. His transcendental activities are so glorified. So Narasimhadeva is actually still is doing the pastime. Leela is going on. Many dhams, we know that in Mayapur, Ugra Narasimha is there. He is doing a lot of, the books are being written about him, his pastimes. And as I said in different places like Ahobalam, still Nitya Leela is going on there. I told you I went to one temple in Yadgiri Kuta, Chichali is in Hyderabad. That Narasimhadeva is known as Dr. Narasimha. He is doing operations. Surgery is being done. Now it's really, it is happening. Somebody goes with the different, only thing what is required is you should have faith. When you go to that place, you will know the Ekadashi day, if they do the parikrama and stay there, that night he will do the operation and the disease is gone, finished. Many cases are happening. Thousands of people are visiting that particular place. So still the pastimes are going on, and because of the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Shankaracharya he was also concerned. You know, it happened, he said that once he lost his hands, he accepted a different form for somebody, not as Shankaracharya. Then somebody came and cut his hands. Then when he came back to his consciousness, his original form, he prayed to Narasimhadeva. And very beautiful prayers are there. And he got his hand back. Kripavalamba Sutram, Narasimhadeva's Karavalamba Sutram. And all these sutras are actually, he is telling for us, samsara chakra. We are all fall down and we are in the chakra, samsara chakra. Janma janma, it is going on like that. So he is praying to Narasimhadeva actually, you put your hand on my head so that I can come out. There is no other medicine in this material world. One or two slogans we'll just go through. Samsara dava dahana gula pishanodu jwala vali amdi dikta renurubhashya tvatpada patma chritam charanagadasya lashmi narasimha mamadehi kadavalambam. The conditioned soul suffers on the path of repeated birth and death, exactly like one caught in a forest fire, being very fearful, his body burnt by the licking flames, and he cries most pitiably, just as one tormented by the forest fire may take shelter in a pond. Your lotus feet are just like a pond giving refuge to the surrendered soul from the forest fire or samsara. O Lakshmi Narasimha, please bless me with the touch of your lotus hands. So that is his wonderful prayers for us, those who are actually in the forest fire of material existence. Further he is praying, samsara jala padidasya jagannivasa sarvendriyata vedisarga jashopamasya protkambida prajurita luga mastagasya lashmi narasimha mamadehi karavalambam. O abode of the universe, I have fallen into the net of repeated birth and death. Just like an aquatic animal, I eagerly accept the hook baited with the sense objects. And just as a fish is caught trembling and his head is cut off, so my real consciousness is lost as I am punished by the material nature. O Lakshmi Narasimha, please bless me with the touch of your lotus hands. So actually everyone is caught actually in the material world, and because of the punishment, material energy is giving. What is the punishment? It's actually
forgetting about Krishna, forgetting about Krishna consciousness. So he is telling, please bless me so that I can come to my original consciousness.
Samsara koopam adigora magadamulam samprapya dukkha satasarpa samagulasya dinasya deva kripaya padam magadasya lakshmi narsimha mama dehi karavalambam.
Having fallen into the horrible and bottomless well of repeated birth and death, bottomless, there is no bottom, it is going on like that. I am tormented by the serpent of hundredfold miseries. In this fallen condition, O Lord, by your mercy, I am surrendered to your lotus feet. O Lakshmi Narasimha, please bless me with the touch of your lotus hands. Again he is praying.
Samsara bhigara karindra karabhigada nishpedyamana vabusha sagalatinasa prana prayana bhava bhidi samagulasya lakshmi narsimha mama dehi karabalambam.
You slay the king of demons, Hiranyakashipu, whose body is as strong as an elephant. By excusing him with your hands, in this way, you destroy all miseries by breaking the fearful cycle of birth and death. You are the ultimate goal of life for those who are disturbed by fear of material existence. O Lakshmi Narasimha, please bless me with the touch of your lotus hands. So there is wonderful, so many prayers are there. The conclusion is actually, Samsara Chakra, they have fallen here, and even though not externally, internally people are crying. Everybody is crying internally. Externally, no, they will ask, how are you? Oh, I am fine, thank you. But internally, inside, actually any person is actually crying for something. Suffering due to misery, suffering, pain. Either body pain or mental pain or... So many intelligence is being smashed. Other day, Prahlad Maharaj was telling in the brain, my senses are being taken away by different direction, by just like minds having different voice to different direction. I am not able to control. So under the condition, now the acharyas like him, they are guiding us actually, you cry. Said that when we chant the holy name of Krishna, one should cry. Cry and call, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One of our acharyas has written that if you are not getting cry, cry for not getting cry. But still it should come within the heart, then actually we can come to the platform of devotee, devotion. With that devotion, Prathena Bhakti Abhiju, we can pray under the lotus feet of Krishna Narasimhadeva. So I suggest actually we learn one sloga in every class, the whole praise. Within few minutes I can recite all these slogas, sing this. Actually, Bhagavan is known as, why bhaktas are to do, bhaktina is to be done. There are two names for Krishna. One is called Stuti Priya. He likes somebody is glorifying. Just like we also know, we are also very happy somebody is glorifying us. Some certificate we get, oh yeah. That's little quality we got from him only. He is Stuti Priya, he like it. Then second one is Bhavagrahi. Ah, you are chanting the holy name of the Lord, you are singing the Zori, you will see what is your Bhava. Just for namesake it is being done, or touching the heart it is being done, chanting the holy name. That is why we got different directions are given actually, how we should actually chant the holy name, touching the heart. We should go deep into the heart and then calling, Hare, Hare Krishna. With the lips also we can touch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So calling somebody from within heart, then it will go to him. So these two things are there. So we should pray, we should repeat this, you know, it is this Prahlada Stuti is very worthwhile to read every day. It gives protection. And we need protection. Even for our bhakti, going ahead, we need protection. So these slogans are worthwhile to read with devotion and bhava. So those who got actually the mobile, the slogans are there, they can repeat with me. I have few copies, I made it. Somebody wants. When we glorify the Lord, if we do together, just like our Sankirtan, then Krishna will be very much pleased. Those who got copies in their mobile or something that they can sing along with me. Sri Prahlada Uvacha Brahmadaya Suragana Munayoda Siddham സത്വൈകദാനഗതയോ വജസാം പ്രവാഹൈ നാരാധിതും ബുരുഗുണൈരതുനാപി ബിപ്രോ കിം ദോഷുമർഹതി സമേ ഹരിരുഗ്രജാതേ മന്യേധനാപി ജനരൂപതപസ്തുതശ്ചാം തേജപ്രഭാവബലപൗരുഷബുദ്ധിയോഗ നാരാധനായകി ഭവന്തി പരസ്യ പുംസോ ഭക്യാതുദോഷ ഭഗവാൻ ഗജയൂതപായ പിപ്രാദി സദ്ഗുണവിദാദരവിന്ദനാഭ പാദാരവിന്ദമുഖസാസ്വഭുജം വരിഷ്ഠം മന്യേതദർപ്പിതമനോവചനേഹാത പ്രാണം പുനാദി സകുലം നതു ഭൂരിമാനഹ നൈവാത്മനാ പ്രഭുവയം നിജലാഭപൂർണോ മാനം ജനാദ വിദുഷാ കരുണോ വൃണീതേ യദ്ജ്ജനോ ഭഗവദേ വിദദീതമാനം തച്ചാത്മനേ പ്രതിമുഖസ്യേധാമുഖശ്രീഹി തസ്മാദഹം വിഗത വിക്ലമൈശ്വരസ്യ സർവാത്മനാ മഹിഗൃണാമി യഥാ മനീഷം നീജോ ജയാ ഗുണവിസർഗമനോ പ്രവിഷ്ട ക്ഷേമായ ഭൂതയ ഉദാത്മസുഖായ ചാസ്യാ വിക്രീതിതം ഭഗവതോ രുചിരാവതാരൈ തത്യച്ഛ മന്യുമസുരശ്ച ഗതസ്ത്വദാദ്യാം മോദേത സാധുരഭിവൃശ്ചിക സർപ്പഹത്യ ലോകശ്ച നിർവിധിമിത പ്രതിയന്തി സർവേ രൂപം നൃസിംഹ വിഭയായ ജനസ്മരന്തി നാഹം ബിബേമി അജിതേ ദിവയാനകസ്യ ജിഹ്വാത്തനേത്രഭൂതിർ സഭോഗ്രതം സാത് ആന്ധ്രസജാശതജകേസര ശംഖുകർണാൻ നിർഗീതപീത ഇജിപാദരിഭിന്നഗ്രാത് തൃഷ്ണോസ്മ്യകം കൃപണവത്സര ദുസ്വഗോഗ്രാം സംസാരചക്രകഥനാഗ്രസദാം പ്രണീതഃ ബദ്ധസ്വകർമ്മഭിവുസാത്തമതീങ്ക്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം ഹയസേ ഗതാനു യസ്മാ പ്രിയാ പ്രിയവിയോഗ സംയോഗ ജന്മാം ശോകാഗ്നിനാ സകലയോനിഷു ദഹ്യമാനഃ ദുഃഖൌഷധം തദപി ദുഃഖമദ്ധിയാഗം പൂമൻ ബ്രഹ്മാഭിവദ മേ തവ ദാസ്യ യോഗം സോഹം പ്രിയസ്യ സുഹൃദാപരദേവതായ ലീലാഗതാസ്തവ നൃസിംഹ വിരിഞ്ച ഗീത അജ്ഞത്തി ധർമ്മനുഗ്രഹണ ഗുണവിപ്രമുക്തോ ദുർഗാണിതേ പദയുഗാലയം സസംഗഹ ബാലസ്യനേഹചരണം വിതരൗ നൃസിംഹ നാക്തസ്യ ജാഗതമുദ്ദന്തി മജ്ജതോന്നോ തപ്തസ്യ തത്പ്രതിവിധീയൈകാഞ്ചജേഷ്ഠ താവദ്വിഭോതനുപ്രതാം തൊതുപേക്ഷിതാനാം യസ്മിന്യതോയർഹി യേന ജയസ്യ യസ്മാത് യസ്മൈ യഥായത ഉദരസ്തു അപരാ പരോ വാ ഭാവക്കരോതി വികരോതി പൃഥക് സ്വഭാവക സഞ്ചോദിതാ തദഖിലം ഭവദാ സ്വരൂപം
മായാമനസ്രജതി കർമ്മമയം ബലീയാം കാലേന ചോദിത ഗുണാനുമതേന പുംസഹ ഛന്ദോമയം യഥയാപിത ചോടശാരം സംസാരചക്രമജഗോതിരേതു ധന്യകാം സത്വം വിനിദ്യ വിദാത്ത ഗുണസ്വദാംനാം കാലോ വശീകൃത വിസർജ്യ വിസർഗശക്തി ചക്രേ വിശിഷ്ടമജേശ്വര ചോടശാരേ നിഷ്പീദ്യമാനുവകർഷ വിഭോ പ്രപന്നം ദൃഷ്ടാമയാതിവോ ഗിലതിഷ്ണ്യപാനം ആയുശ്രിയോഭിവൈജ്യതി യജ്ഞയോയം യേഷ്മാപിതു കുപിതഹാസ വിചിംബ്രോ വിസ്ഫൂർജിതേന ലുളിതാ സതുതേ നിരസ്തഗാ തസ്മാദമുസ്തനുപൃതാമകമാശിചോജ്ഞാം ആയുശ്രിയാം വിഭവമൈന്ദ്രിയമവിരിഞ്ചാത് നേച്ഛാമി ദേവി ലുളിതാനുരു വിക്രമേണ കാലാത്മനോ പരമയമാം നിജഭൃത്യപാർശ്വം കുത്രാശിചാതുർഗാം കൃതിഷ്ണിരൂപകാം ഖേദങ്ങളേ വരമശേഷരുചാം ദുരോഗ നിർവ്യദ്യതേനു ജനോ യഥഭീതി വിദ്വാൻ കാമാലനം മധുലപൈ സമയം ദുരാപൈ ക്വാഹം രജപ്രവൈഷതമോദിനേസ്മിൻ യാദാ സുരേന്ദ്രകുലേ കൃതമാനുകമ്പ ന ബ്രഹ്മണോ നദുപവസ്യ ന വിരമായ എന്മേ പിതാ ചിരതി പത്മകര പ്രസാദ നൈഷാ പരാവരമതീർഭവതോനു സജ്ഞാത് ജന്തോരദാത്മസുഹൃതോ ജഗദാ സദാപി സംസേവയാ സുരതരോരുവദേ പ്രസാദ സേവാനുരൂപമതയോ നപരാവരത്വം ഏവം ജനം നിപതിതം പ്രവപാഹി കൂപേ കാമാഭികാമനുയാ പ്രവദൻ പ്രസംഗ കൃത്വാ സ്മദാ സുരസിനാ ഭഗവാൻ ഗൃഹീത സോഹം കഥം നിവിസൃജേ തവ പ്രത്യസേവം മത്പ്രാണരക്ഷണമനന്തപിതൃവിദജ്ഞാം മന്യേ സഭൃത്യ ഋഷിവാക്യമൃതം വിധാതും ഖഡ്ഗം പ്രഹ്രിയയത് അവചോദസത്വിധിസ്തോ ത്വാമീശ്വരോ മതവരോദ്ഗാം വരാമി ഏകസ്വമേവ ജഗദേദമുഷ്യയത്വം ആദ്യന്തയോപതകവശ്യതി മധ്യദശ്യാം തൃഷ്വാ ഗുണവതികരം നിജമായ ഏതം നാനേവതൈ അവസിതാ തദനുപ്രവിഷ്ടഃ ത്വം വായിദം തദതീശപമാം തദന്യോ മായാ യദാത്മവരൗദ്ദിനിയം വ്യവർത്താ യദ്ദസ്യ ജന്മമദിനം സ്ഥിതിരീക്ഷണം ച തദ്വൈതദേവ സുഖലാവദസ്തി സർവോ നശേതമാത്മനി ജഗത വിലയാമ്പു മധ്യേ ശേഷാത്മനാ നിജസുഖാനുഭവോ നിരീഹം യോഗേന മീലദൃഗാത്മനിപീത നിദ്ര തുര്യേസ്ഥിതോനതമോന ഗുണാം ച യുങ്ക്ഷേ തസ്യൈവ ദേവ പ്രവൃതം നിജകാലശക്ത്യാം സഞ്ചോദിതാ പ്രകൃതിധർമ്മണാത്മഗൂഢം അംബസ്യ നന്ദജയനാവിരമം സമാധേ നാഭേരഭൂസ്വഗണിക വധവാൻ മഹാബ്ജം തസ്സംഭവാഗവിരുതോന്യത് അപശ്യമാന ത്വം ബീജമാത്മനി തദം ബഹിരവിഞ്ച നാവിന്ദദപ്തതമപ്സു നിമജ്ജമാനോ ജാതേങ്കുരേ ഗതമുഖോപലഭേദബീജം സത്വാത്മയോനി നിവേസ്മിതാശ്രിലോബ്ജം കാലേന തീവ്രപസാ പരിശുദ്ധഭാവ ത്വാമാത്മനീശോ വിഗന്ധവിവാദി സൂക്ഷ്മം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാ സമയേ വിദതം ദദിഷ്യാം സഹസ്രവദനാംഗ്രി ശിരക്കരോതു നാസ്യാദ്യ കർണമയനാഭരണായുധായ മായാമയം സതുപലക്ഷിത നിമേഷം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മഹാപുരുഷമാപമുദം വിരിഞ്ചകാം തസ്മൈ ഭവാൻ ഹൈശിരസ്തനുവാം വിപ്രാ വേദദ്രുമാദിബലോ മധുകൈടവാഗ്യോ അത്വാനുജത്യുതിഗുണാം ചമശ സത്വം തവ പ്രിയതമം തനുവാത്മനന്തി ഇത്ഥം നിർഷിദേവജശാവതാരേ ലോകാൻ വിഭായേ സിംഹംസി ജഗത് പ്രദീപാൻ ധർമ്മം മഹാപുരുഷഭാഷിയുഗാനിവൃത്തം ഛന്നക്കലൗ യഥഭവ സ്ത്രീയോ ഗോദസത്വം നൈതൻ മനസ്സവദാസു വികുണ്ഠനാഥ സംപ്രീയതേ ദുരിതദുഷ്ണമസാധു തീവ്രം കാമാതുരം വർഷശോകവശൈനയാർത്ഥം தஸ்மின் கதம் தவகதி விபிரசாமி வீணகா ஜிஹ்வை கதோச்சுதவகர்ஷதிமாவி திருப்தாம் சிஷ்ணோன்யதத்துதுதரம் ரவணம் கதாசித் காணோன்யதத்தவரதிர்க்வஜ கர்ம சக்தி பவ்யாசபத்யைவகேனபதிம் லுணந்தி ஏவம் ஸ்வகர்மபதிதம் பவவைதரண்யாம் அன்யோன்யஜன்மமரணாசனபீதபீதம் பஷ்யஞ்சனம் ஸ்வவர விக்ரகவைரமைத்ரம் அந்தேதி பாரதர பிப்ரீகி மூடமாத்யகாம் கோன்னத்ரநேகில குரோ பகவான் பிரயாசாம் உத்தாரணே ஜவபதம் பவலோபகேதோ மூடேஷு மை மகதனுக்ரகாத்தபந்தோ கிந்தேனதே பிரியஜனானுசேவதாம் நகாம் நைவோத்துஜே பரதுரத்தே வைதரண்யாத் தொத்பீரியகாயன மகாமிருதமக்னசித்தா சோஜோததோ முகஜேதச இந்திரியார்த்தா மாயாசுகாய பரமுத்தகதோ விமூடான் பிராயேன தேவமுனையாச விமுக்திகாமாம் மௌனம் சரந்தி விஜனேன பராத்த நிஷ்டா நைதான் விகாய கிருபனாய முமுக்ஷகேகோ ஞானந்தோ தஸ்ய சரணம் பிரமதோனு பஷ்யே என்மைதுநாதி கிரகமேதி சுகம் புதுஜம் கந்தூயனே நகரையோருவ துக்க துக்கம் திரிப்பந்தினே கிருபனா பகு துக்க பாஜ கந்தூதிவான் மனசிஜம் விஷகேத தீரகா மௌனவிருத சுததபோத்தியன ஸ்வகர்மா வியாக்யாரகோ ஜபசமாதாய அபவர்க்யா பிராய பரம் புருஷனே தூஜிதேந்திரியாணா வார்த்தா பவந்தி உதன வார்த்ததோ நம்பிகானாம் ரூபேயினே சதசி தவ வேத சிருஷ்டேன் பீஜாங்குரோ இவனஜான்யத ரூபகஸ்யா யுக்தாசமக்ஷம் உபயத்ர விசக்ஷணத்வம் யோகேன மன்யுவஜாருஷு நான்யத சியாத தம் வாயுரக்னியவனே த்வியதாம்பு மாத்ராம் பிராணேந்திரியாணி ஹிருதயம் சிதனுக்ரஹஸ்யா சர்வம் தமேவ சகுணோ விகுணஸ்ய பூமன் ஞான்யத்வதஸ்ய விமனோஜசா நிருக்தம் நைதே குணான குணினோ மகதாதயோயே சர்வே மனப்பிரபயத்ய சதேவ மத்யஹா ஆத்யந்த வந்த உருகாய விதந்திகித்வம் ஏவம் விமிஷ்ய சுதயோ விதமந்தி ஜப்தாத தத்தேத்தமா நமஸ்துதி கர்ம பூஜா கர்மஸ்மிதி சரணயோ ஸ்ரவணங்கதாயாம் சம்சேவயா த்வய் விநேதி சதங்கயா கிம் பக்திஞ்சன பரமஹம்சகதோ லபேதாம் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே உக்ரம் வீரம் மகாவிஷ்ணும் ஜலந்தம் சர்வதோன்முகம் நரசிம்மம் பீஷணம் பத்ரம் மிருத்யோர்மித்யும் நமாம்யகம் சுமதே யோகவானிக்கு ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So what is the result of this prayer? Tomorrow you will hear Bhagavan is going to speak, Bhagavan Vacha. How he is pleased, what he is going to give to Prahlad and everything. Hare Krishna.